بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Continue with our lessons with regard to how to correct our salah and work up to that stage where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, successful indeed are those believers who perform their salah with khushu, with concentration, devotion, and realizing that they are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah ta'ala is in front of them with complete humbleness, etc. And then we did all the other aspects with regard to now when a person is given this great honor to be present in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then how to make salam, that is with sana. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us how to present our request to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this great request Allah ta'ala has taught us of Surah Fatiha. Yesterday we learned a brief explanation with regard to Surah Fatiha. Today very briefly we'll just explain, as our honorable illustrious Sheikh has taught us beautifully. Our Dada Sheikh says that when a person does a course of zikrullah, that is, you get connected to the friend of Allah and you gain the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you do your zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regularly, now your Surah Fatiha will not just be the simple meaning that a person knows, but now it will have a loving meaning. Ashikana tarjuma. Like when a person continues making his zikr, and as he comes to realize the greatness of Allah, Allah Ta'ala's greatness enters that person's heart. Now with love he says, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. And oh Allah, there is nobody for me besides you. Who is there for me besides you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Allah ta'ala's special attention comes upon this person. So in the same way, when a person is saying, now you are in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are in this very, very special meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, present your request, but you don't even know how to present your request. Let me tell you how to present your request. That we, I will teach you what to ask and what you need. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Realize first of all that in front of who you are standing, the kings of all kings, that great being who is what the treasures of everything. So all praises belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Allah ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen. That is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just the creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, the sustainer, the nourisher of not only me, not only human beings, not only jinnat, all the universes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb. In other words, Rabb is that great being who brings something from non-existence into existence. And Allah ta'ala, in the word Allah, Alhamdulillah, in the word Allah, all these qualities have been covered already. Even Rabb has been covered. But here Allah ta'ala separately mentions the word Rabb to show what close connection Allah ta'ala has with a person. Like we are taught to make dua for our parents, Allahumma Rabbi Irhamhuma Kama Rabbayani Saghira. That oh Allah, have mercy upon me, upon them, as they nurtured me when I was a small baby. I couldn't do anything. And a person comes out from the body of his mother, so he's got close connection with his mother. All the mothers in the world, who created them? So we are more closer to Allah than even our mothers. So we have this special close connection with Allah, that Allah Ta'ala has created us, and not only us, all the creation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And not just created, and now Allah ta'ala says, now look after yourself. Allah ta'ala, every split moment, Allah ta'ala is taking care of every creation's needs. So we should realize that Allah ta'ala on the one hand is the Rabb of all the universes. According to Imam Razi rahmatullahi alayhi, there's over 80,000 universes. And that is just according to our limited minds. But how many Allah Ta'ala knows? And Allah Ta'ala is taking care of all. And Allah is the Khaliq, the Malik. Allah Ta'ala is the owner, the controller. Allahu Akbar. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't just brought us into existence, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. Now when you come in the world, what have made you forgot of your Rabb who is so kind? That your Rabb gave you this existence.
And what a beautiful existence, Allahu Akbar. Allah give you alladhi khalaqaka fa sawwaka fa adalak. See how beautifully Allah Ta'ala has designed you. How beautifully Allah Ta'ala made you. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, as our Shaykh explained so beautifully, Rabb is that great being. There are many other meanings. There's no time to go into the detail. That Rabb is, for example, if a person puts a basket of fruit at your door every day, top export quality fruit, and he puts your name there and it's very beautifully presented, and he comes and he puts it at your door every day. You just open your door in the morning, you see your basket of fruit is there, very well presented with your name, but he is not there. You don't know who is this person. Any person who's got little understanding and appreciation, now he talks about it to his wife and he tells everybody, I don't know who is this person. And he's trying to find out and he wants to know all that and finding out all the time. But our Shaykh says, very good, you're trying to appreciate that person who brought a basket of fruit. But did you ever think one step further? And did you ever make shukr who gave you this eyes free of charge to see that basket of fruit? Who has given us this beautiful tongue, that in the small tongue, as Hazrat explained, which is few grams, but all the taste buds are in that tongue. Allahu Akbar. One Maulana explained so beautifully, that imagine if Allah Ta'ala had to make separate tongues to taste everything. Now you're going for a dawah, you have to walk with your suitcase of tongues. Now you're going to eat sweet, you must move that. How long it will take you to eat also. That Allahu Akbar. What Allah Ta'ala has given us. And all this free of charge. But we don't make shukr to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Rabb is that great being that doesn't only feed insan, but feeds every creation of his. And every creation, what diet they need, Allah Ta'ala is giving them their diet. Elephant is getting their diet. The ants are getting their diet. All the creation, Allahu Akbar. And this is only the work of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And all the other creation, their diet is the same, all the time. Or ever, all seasons, everything, they only got one type of food. Insan, we say variety is the spice of life. Allah gave us variety as far as our bodily nourishment is concerned also, as far as more important than our spiritual nourishment. As Hazrat says, what variety, it's not even starters, it's main meals, you can't even think. Now you want to read Quran Sharif, then you want to read Durood Sharif, then your heart is towards zikr, you don't know what to take, Allahu Akbar. And Allah Rabbul Izzat is the only, that is our Rabb. It's only Allah Rabbul Izzat that can feed the creation. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah gave him such a kingdom that he was in control of the air also, control of all the jinnat, all the animals, he knew the language also. So one day it came to his mind that, oh Allah, give me opportunity to feed your creation for 1 month. Allah says, Sulaiman alayhi salam, that this is beyond you. This is not the work of any creation. But he thought that Allah gave him the kingdom of the whole world, and he had lot of resources at his hand. So he begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, oh Allah, if not 1 month, at least 1 week. Allah says, no, it's not in your capacity, it's beyond you. He begged Allah Ta'ala further, he said, Allah, okay, 1 day. Allah says, 1 day also, 3 meals, where are you going to manage? Again he begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, oh Allah, 1 meal, just breakfast, let me feed your creation. So Allah Ta'ala, to show him, he said, okay, I give you 1 year's chance that you gather all your resources for one dawat and for all the creation. And whole year, imagine what resources he had, jinnat, all out of manpower, etc. And he gathered so lot of food in that year, we can't imagine. That year was over, then he made dua, oh Allah, I'm ready. Allah said, you sure you're ready? He said, yes, I'm ready. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, we're sending our creation. Allah sent one whale from the ocean, and in one morsel, it ate up all that 1 year's provision. And he asked Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, I want more. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam said, Zalim, in other words, like a friend, that you ate everything and you still want more. What's wrong with you? This was for the whole creation. He said, Allah Ta'ala gives me for one meal 3 times more than it. And you, so the Rabb is that great. Allah is giving us. But our Shaykh says, when the food comes, we forget to even read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So Surah Fatiha, if we ponder over it, it's supposed to bring this realization. that, oh Allah, you gave me existence, you gave me eyes, you gave me head. In my head you didn't put it empty, you gave me brains. And you taught my brains also properly, not too loose, not too tight, Allah Akbar. That somebody says I'm 5 bob short or something. Don't go home and check your wife's screws and think she's a bit loose. But see how Allah Ta'ala put our brains, everything full. And we can't imagine the way the body is functioning. The more you come to know, especially as he says, because he's a GP, he knows general things about the body. But he studies more, he knows less of only one thing. And the more he studies, he realizes the eye is, it's beyond me. It's what Allah Ta'ala has put, Allahu Akbar. So every drop of blood that is moving in the body, every split moment, Allah Ta'ala is taking care of me. And Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala says, Rabbul Alameen. And Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala is not only is Rabbul Alameen, but Allah says, I'm your Rabb also. Each individual, Allah is my Rabb. And Allahu Akbar. Our Dada Shaykh al-Shah, Kimatsa Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, explained this point so beautifully. He says, normally children, they fight with one another. Then now the one child gets a hiding from the other child. He's a bully. He says, I'm going to call my father. I'm to call my Abba. So he goes home, he goes call his Abba. His Abba is coming and acting like a big shot is coming. That other boy also went to call his father. And when that father came, he saw that father is a big wrestler, man. He is a bib. So he tells his son, don't worry, it's child play, man. Forget what you're fighting over there. Because now he's scared. So Hazrat says, we, a person like myself, somebody troubles you, you got no Abba to turn to. Nobody to help you, but you got your Abba. You got Allah, that you turn to Allah. And Rabbah, the whole world, all the wrestlers in the world can come. Allah is not scared. All the armies together can come. Allah is there for you. So make contact with Rabbah, make contact with our Allah, and then see how close is Allah Ta'ala to us. As we learn further, Allah gives you opportunity to go in ruku, sajda, to show us that closeness. I'm so close to you, my banda. Where you turn your attention to anybody else besides me? Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And why not? Allah Ta'ala did not create the entire creation because Allah needed. Allah is Ar-Rahman and Rahim. Allah is extremely kind, very merciful. It is the demand of the mercy that Allah created the entire creation. Allah is Ghani, Allah doesn't need anybody. وَرَبُّكَ الْغَنِيُّ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ Allah Ta'ala says, O my beloved Nabi, announce, tell my servants that your Rabb is independent, but because he is the embodiment of mercy, he created all of you. And he made you insan, Allahu Akbar. And then Rahman means, it's also mercy. But in that mercy is, Rahman al-Dunya wal-Akhirata wa Rahim Umma. The word Rahman is that mercy which is general. In other words, in this world also, for Muslims, non-Muslims also, this mercy is general. And Allahu Akbar. In Akhirat also, this mercy will be there. But there, then it will be specific. But in dunya, it is general. For those who don't even believe in Allah, those who to swear Allah, aliyadu billah, Allah is feeding them. Allah is taking care of them. And Rahman ulama explain another aspect of this mercy is, that there is Allah's mercy, but there's some type of pain in it. Some type of difficulty. For example, you need to go for an operation. You got some problem. The doctors are going to cut you up. They're going to give you an injection. All that pain you have to go through. But inshallah, after that, Allah will give you shifa. Then you'll be on your way already. But and all this is in Ar-Rahman. And this is general for all. But Rahim is that special mercy which is no pain. Only for the special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this world also and in the year after, only the special servants will get the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's left up to us. If we want to be the special servants of Allah, become connected to Allah, become obedient servants of Allah, then we'll be encompassed by the mercy of Allah which falls under Ar-Rahim. That Allah ta'ala is extremely merciful, very, very kind to his special servants. So that is left unto us. We should realize that the more I make contact with my Allah, the more I become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not Allah's benefit, it's only my benefit. and Allahu Akbar. Then a person realizes, Maliki Yawmiddin. And all this we should realize. It's a dialogue that is taking place. You not just read and talking to yourself. Allah is replying as we learned yesterday also. And maybe we forgot it already. But we should try and revise our sabak and talk to one another and try and learn these lessons. Get the CD also and get the English kitab also. But more important is contact with the mashayikh. To who our heart takes to, get connected to that shaykh. Sit in his company, make zikr of Allah. Then this reality will start coming in our lives slowly. So, Maliki Yawmiddin, as we learn, Allah is not the judge of the day of Qiyamah, Allah is the owner of the day of Qiyamah. And the general rule of Allah is, kama tudiru tudan. As you reap, so you will sow. If you plant weeds, don't expect roses to grow. So how you will, what you have the planted here, you will see your reward on the day after. But Allah Ta'ala is not that Allah has to do that. Allah is the owner. If Allah out of His mercy just wants to forgive somebody, especially Allah Ta'ala is the right. Nobody has got any right to question the authority of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala is extremely just and fair. So much so that if one goat who had horns in this world caused harm to a goat that did not have horns in this world, Allah will make both those animals alive on the day of Qiyamah. Give the other goat horns and say, take your revenge, now they will be disintegrated. And the kuffar who did not believe in Allah, when they see this is happening, that the justice is finished and now they don't have to go to Jahannam or anything, then they will say, Yaqulu, that in Surah Amma we learn the last ayat, the kuffar will say, Ya laytani kuntu turaba. If we could also be turned to dust, we could also be turned to sand, but now we have to be going to the fire of Jahannam. So we should realize that Allah Ta'ala is extremely kind, and Allah's justice is not like in this world. People get away today, the crooks are the lords. They are getting away left, right and center. People that are rogues, they are, then today the world is so upside down. As Hazrat explained, one crook going to one house, there was some liquid on the floor, and he slept, and he sued the house people. Then why did any want the case? So this upside down world we are moving in, a person should realize. And sadly, why there is so much fitna in the world today? Why there is so much crime? Because we forget we need to stand in front of Allah. The reality of giving hisab, that has gone out of our hearts. We as Muslims also, many times a dangerous statement comes when you're sorting out your problem with somebody and he doesn't want to listen, you say and you want to sort it out on the day of Qiyamah. You say that Qiyamah come, we'll see. Allahu Akbar. Ambiya used to shiver. Malaika every Jummah when it comes, they shiver. What's going to happen on the day of Qiyamah? We are bold. No, we'll see on the day of Qiyamah. No. That day we have to be wise, sort out our matters now. Make tawbah, make istighfar, sort out our matters with one another, clean our hearts. So in order to do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that after you realize that who is the owner of the day of judgment, now realize, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. That oh Allah, Allah ta'ala says, this is between me and my banda. That oh Allah, you my Rabb, you the owner, you my creator, every split moment, my life is in your control. So Iyaka na'budu, oh Allah, who else can I turn to? Our Dada Shaykh, one of his beautiful poems, Hamari Markaz-e Rahmat-e Ummeed, Aapka Dar hai. That our focal central point of hope is only your threshold, Allah. So, yes, Hamara Sar kisi aur ke dar pe nahi jayenge. If that is the case, where am I going to bow down to anybody else besides Allah? So we shouldn't humble ourselves, we need something, become like beggars and beg somebody so much and we lose our respect. Turn only to Allah. Iyaka na'budu. That oh Allah, we'll only turn to you, we'll only worship you, and we only need your help, oh Allah. And every split moment we need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we think you are right. You just get up and you're walking out, you didn't see one beating, and you slipped, you hurt your toe, and see what happens. You are functioning right, one nail, something happens to you, and see how it irritates you, how it troubles you. Allahu Akbar. You walking, everything is fine. One wall falls on you, what will happen to you? At home you are safe, you think now I'm at home, everything is okay. One storm comes and the roof starts falling. Now what happens? Now you don't know. So every moment we are totally in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If everything is fine and then you see the earth is, the ground is cracking and you're slipping in the ground, who is going to save you? Qarun thought he is the owner of the world. When Allah ta'ala made فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِ الْأَرْضِ, we just opened the ground and we made him sink. Then he starts realizing. And still then he didn't take lesson. So every split moment we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One, you, everything is fine. No wall, nothing, everything is fine. But you're sitting happy, just all of a sudden a thought came to your mind. And some fear came in. Now you're sitting with some phobia. That, oh, I have to travel to that place, it's so dangerous, what will happen? Now that thought is troubling you, now you're uneasy. Allah Ta'ala is not only that being who created us, إِنَّهُ وَعَلْحَكَ وَعَبْكَ. Allah makes you laugh, Allah makes you cry. Allah controls our emotions also. So that is our Rabb. That, so we totally in need of Allah. So in Surah Fatiha, we have to be begging like humble souls in front of Allah, showing our humbleness that, oh Allah, we need you. And that is in dunya. Then our deen, every moment, we are in need of Allah's hidayat. And our Dada Shaykh has explained so beautifully, our Shaykh has taught us this, that all the names of Allah, the Asmaul Husna, and that is just 99, there are many other sifat of Allah. It's like a person got a keyboard, whichever, and it's got all lights. If you press one button, then a green light comes on the screen. If you press another button, a red light. So exactly the same. The Asmaul Husna, if you read one name, that focus of that name of Allah comes on you. For example, now Allah has kept us in the masjid. We all on hidayat, alhamdulillah. Why? Allah's focus of Al-Hadi is on us all the time. And we should beg every moment that, oh Allah, don't move it for a slight moment. Don't let your focus of Al-Hadi move away from me. If for the slightest moment Allah's focus of Al-Hadi must move away, and Allah's focus of the opposite Al-Mudil to go astray, then you see, 1 minute you are in the masjid, or even in the Haram Sharif, many people, Allahu Akbar, you go to Haram Sharif, you just start talking to somebody, and he changes your mind, and he starts talking of those things, that Shias are so kind. You see, your mind is inclined towards Shiism. And just now you are on hidayat. So we are every split moment, we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, Hazrat explained so beautifully, collectors also, when they go to collect from somebody, and now you know, this is your best friend, this man, he's going to give me a big check. But you go, you see, oh, today he's not, you know, he's not giving, he's not even paying attention, and you feel sad, but Hazrat says, don't force him, that is not the right way to take in any case, and don't feel sad, because at that time, Allah's sifat of Al-Mani, to prevent, to block, was on that person. So he couldn't give you. And sometimes you go to a man, you see, he's just writing a check, and he says, I don't know why I'm writing this big check. At that time, Allah Ta'ala's focus of Al-Murti, that the one who gives, Allah focused on him. And now he is giving you. So whatever we get, we should realize the upper hand is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that, as our Hazrat explained, if we just focus our eyes in namaz on the shoulders when you make salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and think of kiram and katibin, then you realize above this normal system of the world is the system of Allah. The taqweeni umur of Allah, that is functioning. Governments are not functioning. That is just the outward system of dunya. This is the asbab. But sadly today we have made asbab, arbab. The asbab, we made it our gods. And we think, no, my boss will give me my thing. My shop, if I don't go to my shop, what will happen? But the shop says, if you don't open me, how am I going to do this thing? So how can we become slaves of one another? We have to become slaves of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. And here also Allah ta'ala teaches us how to beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's adab, there's etiquette, that is first praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Announce the praises of Allah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Let's read the praises of Allah, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din. So first praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully that if you go to a person, very rich person, and you want something, you don't even have to tell him your needs. To ask him, Sana'ul Kareemi Du'aun. That if you ask, you just praise him, you know, you like this, I heard you so generous, I heard you like this, I heard you like that. You don't even have to tell him I'm in need of something, he'll just give you. So Allah Ta'ala, when he prays Allah, that is the greatest dua, the praises of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then if you go to this person and you talk about his son, your son is so good, he's like this, and he loves his son, he gets more happy. So in front of Allah, first we praise Allah, then talk about Allah's special servants, that is read durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Talk about Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah gets happy. Talk about Ibrahim Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, Allah gets happy. Now more Allah Ta'ala will turn his attention towards you. Now show your humbleness, ask forgiveness from Allah. Say, Allah, I am the worst sinner. Allah, please forgive me. Now ask for your needs. So that is the etiquette of dua. First the praises of Allah. And with the humble servant, keep your hands in front of Allah, in front of your number two button, your hands slightly apart and showing that your hands is facing the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Not today our hands are stretched out right, how much is Allah, where is Allah going to put it? So keep our hands how it has been taught by Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And with humbleness, and dua is a condition of the heart. Not be making dua and be saying, oh, he's dead. And now you winking at him that I'll meet you just now. No, Allah says this dua is from the heart. So of Surah Fatiha also be begging from Allah. See if our attention is towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then when you're ending your dua again, read durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam again. Talk about Allah Ta'ala's special servants, about Ibrahim Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, and then praise Allah, and then you end your dua, Allahu Akbar. So in this way, Allah Ta'ala teaches Allah, teaches us here, that now you have praised me, now ask for your needs, and I know what is your greatest need. Iyaka na'bu ihdina siratal mustaqim. Then Allah, you guide me on the straight path. And what is the straight path? Straight path. One point here, a straight line, that is the straight path. The moment you go up and then come down, that means you went up the path. Now you go on a long path. So the straight path to Allah is the shortest path. That is, Allah, guide me straight to you, that I don't first get involved in sin, or I don't first get inclined to other way of lifestyle. And then, like a small child, you tell him, do this, it's beneficial for you. But he doesn't want to listen, he wants to learn the hard way. And then he falls and he gets hurt. You say, yeah, you see, you learn the hard way. So we shouldn't be learning the hard way, that we first go off the track, and then Allah Ta'ala brings something upon us, one accident, etc. Allah save us all. For fortunate is that person who takes heed, and he comes onto the straight path. So the straight path, Allah and Allah Ta'ala has made it very easy, that if you want to know the straight path, on your own you won't be able to find it out also. And you don't even need all the GPS. My GPS are loving people, the men of Allah. Sirat al-Ladina Namta alayhim. And there are two ways they can show you. One is irad al-Tariq. They show you, they give you the map, they show you this is the way. And like our Hazrat says, if somebody gives you a map with detailed directions, you see, you can't understand. So he buys you a GPS, he punches in everything, detailed, he shows you, here's all the landmarks, everything. You see, you still get them confused. He says, okay, I give you a cell phone, I'll be on the cell phone. And at whichever point you, I'll be in contact with you. And detailed, he tells you. And we still get lost. What we'll say? The biggest intelligent pool in the world. So Allah Ta'ala is giving us Qur'ani Kareem with such a GPS. Allah says, Inna fi zalika al-ayat. Inna fi zalika al-ayat. These are the signs of Allah. These are the signs of Allah. But Allah Ta'ala says, Wa ka'ayyi min ayatin fi samawati wal ard. Yamurruna alayhim wa mu'ridun. All my signs, you look, you just pass by. You don't see Allah, as Hazrat explained. We get astonished by an artist's picture, but we don't see the Allah Ta'ala, how Allah Ta'ala has made the beautiful sun, how Allah Ta'ala has made the sun rise, etc. So a person, to get close to Allah Ta'ala, just get connected to a friend of Allah. The man of Allah, they will guide us with their theories. And not only guide us, if you follow their way of life, just put your hand in the hand of a sheikh and see, like a person, you tell him, I want to go to a certain place. Our sheikh explained, not like a person in the tail, you tell him, just show me the way to the shop down the road, it's just two blocks, but you say, go left, go right, go straight, and get lost. No, not that way. That one is, he'll give you a detailed direction. The other easiest way, even if somebody says, okay, I'm going, just follow me. But, two, three cars overtake, now you don't know which car it is. And if it's at night, now you lost, you're getting worried, who am I going to follow? The easiest way, he tells you, I am going, jump in my car, I got place. You sit in his car, you're snoring also. You dreamt you in America, when you open your eyes, you're there where you wanted to go. So exactly the same. If you follow the hands of the friends of Allah, you don't need to ask questions. What must I do? How must I wear my clothes? What must I dress? Just follow them. You'll see you reach Jannah. Nakshe Qadam Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Jannah ke raaste. Allah Jalla 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 Jalalu se milati sunnah ke raaste. You follow the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is the way of the pious servants of today. It has come down the line. And you'll see, just when you close your eyes, you're in Jannah. In this world of where you'll feel. So Allah Ta'ala teaches us that then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is in a sirat al-mustaqeem. Because every moment we are totally muhtaj, we are dependent. And the biggest worry we have to have, that we love with iman, we die with iman. We must be raised with iman. So all the time, we have to be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala has been so kind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us that don't be overtaken with the outward scenes of this world. Then don't think that the Jews, they are enjoying life. They are they're running the government. And how people say today that the Jews control everything in the world. They control the monopoly. They control the all price. And Hazrat says, even we as ulama, we say it in the bayans also, that the Jews are in control of the whole world. And where is La ilaha illallah? Allah is in control. Nobody is in control. If we turn our attention to Allah, Allah says the heart of people is in my hands. In other words, in my control. Even the hardest leader I'll turn into to have mercy upon you. So we should realize that nobody is in control. So don't get overtaken with the outward condition that these people look like they're ruling the world. We don't know our history. Muslims are ruling or thrice recently. Just 100-150 years Allah gave them little power because we lost our direction. Come back onto that direction and see, we have got the road of peace, of happiness, of goodness to come in the world, but we have lost the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is Sirat al-Mustaqeem, the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the road of taqwa, the road of hidayah, so not the crooked road of the Jews and Christians. And here also we should think that I'm begging Allah, that Allah, I want the straight path, I want to follow the path of your pious servants, but I still got inclination towards that type of flow. The clothing of the Christians, the clothing of the Jews, other type of people, and here Allah has mentioned Jews and Christians particularly, it means all other way of life besides the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But these are two dominant lifestyles which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, a time will come in our ummah, you will see, whatever the Jews did in their life, even they committed incest with their mother, my ummah will be doing it. And sadly we find that condition now. So we have to be making tawbah, istighfar, begging Allah, so learn our, at least learn the brief meaning of Surah Fatiha, in Miftahul Quran, simple kitab. Get the kitab, have ta'lim 3-4 minutes every day, and see as you read with total understanding that ihdina siratul mustaqim, I'm asking for the straight path. And don't think I ask one time, why must I ask every time? The straight path to Allah means that you get closer and closer and closer to Allah. So there's no end to Allah's love, Allah Ta'ala's closeness. So Allah Ta'ala is asking us that daily, and not only in your deen, in your dunya also, whatever work, every day you got a different work, you want the straight path, Allah will make your work easy. So this is not only for our deen, it's for our dunya, it's for everything. Allah Ta'ala has given us a straight, beautiful way to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when a person has asked everything, and you realize how kind is Allah, Allah just wants to shower me, Allah wants to bless me, Allah has given me this great opportunity, me that is so filthy and dirty, and in front of Allah, Allah is pure. Allahu Akbar. Allah can see our dirt. Everybody else, Allah has covered. The wives, everybody. Now we just came out of the to relieve ourselves. Before that, we didn't want no one to come close, even our wives. But now we came out, we had a bath, we put itar. Now we think, oh, we're very pure, we're very pure. Allah Ta'ala can see the two bags of filth in our. But still Allah Ta'ala allows us that you come in my darbar, you come in my court. I won't tell anybody your faults. I will cover your faults and I will bless you. A person who realizes how kind is my Allah, now after you have made your request, now you just want to fall into ruku, into sujood. But Allah Ta'ala says, you want to fall at the feet of Allah. You want to kiss Allah like you go for an important meeting. Very generous person. He says, your job is guaranteed and I'm going to give you so much trust and I'm going to give you so much. Before you leave him, you want to kiss his feet. You say, what a boss are you? Who? Nobody can give you like that. Allah is just showering us all the time. So you just want to fall at the feet of Allah. But Allah Ta'ala says, wait, take things easy, gradually. Don't just rush into things. Even Allah Ta'ala is teaching us love making also. A person just got married, don't just rush like a wild person. No, take things easy. There's foreplay, there's afterplay. That also is part of our deen. And that is also sunnah. But we don't know those things. So similarly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, first is salam, salah, learn our salam, then learn how to present our things, then Allah ta'ala says, now Hazrat explain with regard to ruku, or this work of muflis, inayat beni ayat, us bachai arya ki malum karta hai, when this person who is totally independent, or totally dependent, and he is the biggest beggar in the world, he is totally in dire need, and he realizes, I'm in front of that great being whose favors are unlimited. The king of all kings, the highest of all, you have come to realize to a very minute degree the greatness of Allah. The more you recognize Allah, the more you realize I haven't recognized Allah. When Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma arafnaka haqqa ma'rifati, where can we recognize you, O Allah, according to your recognition? Impossible. And people like us, Hazrat teaches us, Ma araftuka ma'rifati. That, O Allah, I haven't recognized you even one iota, one but. But we just realize how great is Allah. Now you realize, Bari ta'zeem se, aazu paaposi karke jhukate hain. And now when you have what great honor and respect, you realize Allah's greatness, now you just desire, I want to fall at the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala says, wait, you can't come right to my feet now. You just make ruku. You just bow down. Like absence makes the heart ponder. You just got married, you are your beloved, you're enjoying yourself. And she says, wait little. Now you're more eager. Then when your love is growing more, so exactly the same, Allah Ta'ala says, no, first make ruku. First bow down, and now when you make ruku, you bowing down in front of Allah with utmost humility, with utmost humbleness. Allah Ta'ala teaches us through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then read this dua, Subhan Rabbi al-Azim. Paak hai mere saari, badi azmat wala hai. That very, very pure, I am totally filled. With humbleness, you realize I'm absolutely nothing. I am totally filled, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Lahar Sahib, Dhamad Barakat mein explains, Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, many times he used to be sitting alone, and he's making muraqabah, pondering over Allah. He's hitting his lap, he says, Allah, ab bahut paak hai, bahut paak hai, bahut paak hai. Main saraba ganda hai. That Allah, you are so pure, I am totally filled with your shan, with your splendor of paaki, purify me. Allahu Akbar. So when a person goes into ruku, he is saying, Subhan Rabbi al-Azim. My Allah is very pure. And who is it? My Rabb. Now Allah is giving you, showing you how close bond you got with Allah. Allah was Rabbul Alameen, that Allah is the Rabb of all the universes. But Allah says, I'm your Ban, I'm your Rabb. I'm close to you, I'm with you now. Now you are, you spend, Allah is your special Allah. And who is the special Allah of yours? Al-Azim, very, very great Allah. Our Dada Shaykh gives a beautiful translation of this. He says, Me paaki bayan karta hu, apne azim ushan rabba ki. That I am explaining the purity of my very, very honorable Rabb. My Rabb, I am explaining the purity of Allah. And this shows how much Islam there is in namaz also. That man arafa nafsa, faqad arafa Rabbah. The more you realize, I'm made of one filthy, dirty droplet of sperm. I got two bag loads of filth, one urine, one stool, any hole in my body, only dirt comes out. If I don't walk, Bhagavan, don't make me swag, If I don't brush my teeth for half a day, the wife doesn't want to talk to me. And I'm full of filth, and Allah is pure. So you realize that only I, Allah is great. Allah doesn't go down. I have to go down. I have to be humble. And the more a person humbles himself for the pleasure of Allah, the more Allah Ta'ala raises us. So just teaches us that namaz, fanayat, we have to take out all that filth and dirt from the heart that I am somebody. That Allah is the greatest, but my job is there. I got that factory, I got this. No, everything that Allah is greater than me, I'm not even one speck compared to the whole creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has allowed me. So now Hazrat Sufi Iqbal sahab explained the reality of ruku. That ruku dalalat karta hai is baat par ke huzur mein bas sabab azmat ke peet mein meri jhuk gayi. That ruku is indicating that a person in the presence of Allah, you realize Allah's greatness, your back just bent, you couldn't help just falling at the feet of Allah. You were just forced when you see Allah's greatness, Allah's kindness, Allah's generosity, beyond your imagination. Now you want to fall at the feet of Allah. Allah said just halfway, come into ruku. And now when you are in ruku now, baat is ta'zeem ke, dua ke. Now when your back bent down, Allah Ta'ala says, wait, now get up a little. Don't just fall at my feet. After this great recognition of the greatness of Allah, Allah Ta'ala says, get up, straighten your back again. Now he does dua, Sami Allahu liman hamida. That I fell down in praises of Allah. Allah already heard my praises. Before I even made the praises of Allah, Allah says, we have heard, is tarah karke sami Allah liman hamida, suni Allah ne is baat ka, iski baat, jisne sarah, that Allah Ta'ala has heard, that person who has praised Allah, Allah has heard his praises already. In other words, Allah knows before time, Allah knows what's in our mind, Allah knows what we are going to say. So, we have been taught in the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that now when you stand up for qawma, that is after you bend down in ruku, stand up straight. Realize Allah gave me the honor to bow down. Now you're anxious, you got enjoyment to be close to Allah. Now Allah says, wait a little. And you want to go more closer. Allah says, wait, now stand up for itminan. Stand up still. Don't just run and peck like a chicken pecking on the ground. And you don't even stand properly in coma. Then namaz, where's the respect of Allah? Where's the humbleness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And when you stand up, particularly in nafal namaz, Allah Ta'ala teaches us, read all the long duas in namaz, Allahumma Rabbana wa lakal hamd. And according to how you have recognized Allah, according to how the love of Allah comes in the heart, then the words will just come out. When a person learns love, you don't have to learn the words for love. If someone knows, nobody has to teach you that you have to tell your wife 10 times, I love you, then she love you. No, the more you love her out of the love of Allah, the words will just come out. So what Allah Ta'ala also, now you are taught, usse baad dua ki ke mada aur sana ke, usse kare khara hokar kare. Now standing in that coma position, you are standing up after ruku. Now read the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way. Rabbana lakal hamd, hamdan kathiran, tayyiban, mubarakan fi, kama yuhibbu wa ray wa yabda Rabbana. These long duas we should try and learn, read it in nafal namaz to increase our love and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eh sahib, humari teri tarif hai, bahut tarif paak, jis mein khubiya hai, aise tarif, ke jis se dost rake aur razi ho humara sahib. That oh Allah, all praises belong to you. Very, very pure praises of Allah. All type of praises that will make you happy, O Allah, and that will make you beloved to us, O Allah. That is Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now, ye khara hona piche ruku ke dalalat hai ke us par ki is aajizi par main mustaqim hua. When a person stands up into coma after ruku, he is actually acknowledging, not that I have come up and now I'm back to my pride again. I acknowledge, O Allah, I am only your humble servant. I am your useless servant. Please allow me to get closer to you again. So when you're standing up, you're eager to go back and get closer to Allah. So Allah Ta'ala says, first acknowledge, realize that you have got, you are absolutely nothing. You are nothing. If Allah doesn't allow you to come close to Him, Allah doesn't allow us to come here, how are we going to be in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Allah Ta'ala says, now acknowledge, istiqamat, and this is really important. Wastaqim kama umita Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that this ayat made me get white hairs. that we get the josh, we read namaz 2-3 times, 1 week properly, then we forget that who am I. Again we think I'm Mr. Somebody. So this istiqamah that all the time we realize, when we bow down, I'm absolutely nothing. I'm totally useless. I'm not even fit to be the servant of Allah. It is Allah Ta'ala's kindness, Allah Ta'ala's greatness. Then Hazrat explains that, ye khada hona wajib hai. Shubha wale ko chahe ki to stand up after coma, to stand up for that split moment that you are in itminan, that is wajib. It's necessary. If you didn't do, your namaz is incomplete, you have to make sajdah sahwa. And Hazrat explains that if you got any doubt, then check all the kitab, Zuhre Mukhtar, or kitab ye misli kanz or waqiya ko dekhe. That you should see all the other kitab. Ilm ke bajaye kaun hai sahi par ye dua parni sunnat hai, aur janna chahe ki ab waqt paabosi ka hai, sajdah kijiye. So Hazrat says that a person should realize according to the correct knowledge, it is sunnah to read these duas in coma, that you, when you stand up, Allahumma Rabbana wa lakal hamd, the longer duas in nafal namaz, and now you're getting the special opportunity, Allah Ta'ala says, okay, you have acknowledged, and you have strengthened, and you have shown your humbleness, okay, now come and kiss my feet. Now it's time to go for sajda. Now you're going into a great ecstasy. What is that ecstasy? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to realize the reality of it and make our salah. We have to make mashq of this. And we have to do our zikr regularly and be in contact with the mashayikh. Then this reality will come. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.